is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, Here We Have No Continuing City. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Alan Jackson with Softly and Tenderly, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me.
I like having a boss. I like having a king. Do you realize I carry around with me 24 hours a day a king? The wisest king in the world? Greater than Solomon? Greater than all of 40-some-odd American presidents? Goodness gracious. No one's seen wisdom like him. Not the greatest chess master. Not the president of MIT or Rice University or Caltech. And he lives in my heart. And every day I say, Lord, what do you want me to do today? And when questions come up about what to do with my life, I say, Lord, what should I do about this or that? I've got it made. Do you realize that? You can't get that kind of advice and counsel. There's no O.J. Simpson's lawyers couldn't give you that kind of counsel. Besides, they would just tell you to lie and cheat and steal. And my king, who lives in my heart, he says, be honest, have integrity, be straightforward, be courageous, be bold, and you'll be blessed because I'm here with you. Boy, that's pretty good. And when that happens to you, you can say, as we read here in Hebrews, for here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. I rather like going back to old Fred, Texas, and visiting. I like Port Neches, the little seaport town where I went to high school. I like Texas. I like Austin. I like the United States. I've visited so many states, and everywhere I've enjoyed it. I enjoyed Tucson, Arizona, the desert there where I was stationed for a while in the Air Force. I enjoyed Biloxi, Mississippi, down on the coast, and California, and so many places, North Carolina, where I was stationed, where I went to graduate school, North Carolina State University. I like everywhere I've been. I like Philadelphia. I love New York City. Now, there's some things I may not like in some of those places. I didn't say I liked everything, but generally I like the people. I like the places. It's just that I still want to go to heaven and leave it all behind someday. Because I realize that here on this planet, on this continent, anywhere that you can see in this entire universe except heaven, I have no continuing city. When I die, or when I'm taken up to heaven, I'm not gonna turn to Jesus and say, "Oh, I'm so homesick. I want to go back to Port Neches, Texas." Are you kidding me? In fact, by the way, I just went to Port Neches last year. I don't want to go back. Town's pretty well dried up. Man, it's in bad shape. When I was there, the little town had two banks, two drug stores. They're all closed up. What happened to Port Neches sort of happened to most of America, middle America. It's closed down. Jobs went overseas, but we'll save that for another day, and that's a very sad situation. Hebrews 13, verse 14, for here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Now, I want to warn some people here. There are those who refuse to accept this verse, who claim they're Christians. There are millions of Christians who say, we do have a continuing city right here on earth. And I will not leave that city. And I want to see it built up. And I want to see God build another temple there. And I want to see the bloodline of people there prosper and take over the whole world. You have just rejected God's six profound words. And you are guilty, you are responsible for dooming millions of innocent men, women, and children to misery and death. And you, yes, you, pseudo-Christian, Judaizer Christian, you have consigned millions more people to eternal damnation. Yes, you have. Let me explain it to you. You say, well, Tex, I really don't agree with the Apostle Paul there, where he said, for here we have no continuing city, because we do. Earthly Jerusalem, the Holy Land, the city of the King, Jerusalem in Israel, in the Middle East, there, and you know, out of the desert. That's Jerusalem. I mean, that's a special city. That's the city of God. That's where Jesus is going to come and dwell and be king from. And the Jews are going to be with him, and we are going to help the Jews, and we're going to rule over the world. Planet Earth, this is our destiny. Now, if that's what you believe, dear friends, I think God will accommodate you. Did you hear what I just said? If you refuse the heavenly Jerusalem that Paul said as Christians, whether you're Jew or Gentile, you are seeking a heavenly city, not an earthly. But if you insist on staying here and helping some other group, call it the Jews, call it the Israelites, call it anything you want to, the Hebrews, who, by the way, the most of them have rejected Jesus Christ and hate and despise him. But if you want to work with them, side by side with them, and build their city and build their kingdom here on earth, because you reject these six words, then you can do it. I say all power to you. And Satan has a lot of power. He'll provide you. He'll infuse you with the power of his unholy serpent. You'll have serpent power working alongside you. I've got godly power in my heart. Christ within you is the hope of glory, Paul said. But you've got the serpent working for you, and he is building a city right here. You're one of the builders. Even the Masons, they call themselves the builders. Did you know there's a best-selling Masonic book called The Builders? All of the empire builders of the world wanted a city and a kingdom right here on earth, from Napoleon to the Caesars, from Attila the Hun to the czars of Russia. They all wanted an earthly kingdom and a continuing city, whether that city was Rome or Moscow or Constantinople. The Ottoman Empire of the Muslims, they chose Constantinople. They conquered it, took it from the Christians. It was to become their holy city. Later, they chose Mecca. And millions of pilgrims, Muslims, go there every year. That's their holy city. But I, Tex Mars, have no continuing city. I have no holy city on this filthy, dirty, perishing planet. Because I'm a citizen of heavenly Jerusalem. But I want to emphasize to you, if you want earthly Jerusalem so much, God will probably accommodate you. Actually, I pray that he will correct you. I pray he will instruct you, because you've made a fatal mistake. It could be fatal if you reject these six words. Here have we no continuing city. Now, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about this concept that here we have no continuing city, because it's important. You see, do you realize that 9/11 occurred? Now, whether it was an inside job or whether 19 Arabs did it, it was claimed that they did it because we were over there and they want to get us out of the Middle East, or they don't like our way of life. Hey, listen, my friends, the Muslims like our way of life. They like riches, they like cars, they like homes, they like all those things. Why do you think Muslims are pouring into Europe and the United States, immigrating? Because they want what we've got. They're not here to bomb it. They want jobs. They want money. They want prosperity too. Why are they selling their oil to make money, to build themselves an earthly kingdom? Now, 9/11, for whatever, for whoever did it, whatever reason, the fact is, it occurred because we're meddling, trying to help somebody have a kingdom over in the Middle East and a continuing city, a holy city, we think. You know, the popes of Rome, for many decades, even centuries, would send the crusaders over to reconquer Jerusalem, the Holy Lands, from the Arab Muslim hordes. And tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people perished in the Crusader Wars between the Muslims and the Christians, because both sides believed that they just had to have that earthly city, that physical earthly city. They wanted it as a continuing city. The Muslims say that's where Muhammad ascended into heaven, bodily into heaven, from the Temple Mountain, right there in Jerusalem. Christians say, well, Jesus came there and, you know, to the temple and taught and all that. It's our holy site. And the Jews say, no, we had the great temple of Solomon and then of Herod and so forth. It's our place. They're still killing each other over there for Jerusalem. They believe it's a continuing city. Friends, spiritually, our home, our capital, our headquarters, our heart should be pointed toward heaven, toward a heavenly Jerusalem. For as Paul said, here have we no continuing city. The Bible says, you know, despise not prophesyings. Paul said that's, you know, that you should really ask God for that gift, the gift of prophecy. That's a powerful gift. I'm not going to refuse it if God were to give it to me. When he says things to me right now, I listen up. And by the way, folks, maybe I'm mystical. Maybe I just believe too much supernaturalism. I just think I believe too much Bible. Because I do believe in God talks to you in visions and in dreams. And he just puts an unction on your heart sometime. He can talk to you any way he wants to, you know. I'm not going to limit God. You can. Hey, I was reading in the Bible. I was just going through and I said, let me find a few places. And these just, honestly, within 30 minutes I found, you know, I ran out of time to write it all down. But listen to what, about the subject we're talking about, how here on earth there is no continuing city of God. I want you to keep that in mind. Here have we no continuing city. That's from the book, or the letter to the Hebrews. But listen to what Paul wrote in Acts, the book of Acts. Chapter 17, verse 24. You see, Paul was in Greece, and he came there in Athens, Greece, and people loved new things. Sort of sounds like America, doesn't it? They love new things. And Paul stood in the midst of a place called Mars Hill. Well, there you get my name again. Yeah, he was right in Mars Hill. And he said this, he said, ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious. They're too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. You see, they love to worship all kinds of gods and goddesses in Athens. I had a whole pantheon, a whole passelful, as we would say in East Texas, of gods and goddesses. And they wanted to make sure they got them all. What if they omitted one of them and he or she got angry? So they made sure they had a big monument built, an altar to the unknown God, whoever that is. Actually, there's a real meaning in that, because in the pagan mystery religions, they all believed in all these gods and goddesses. They said, but behind them all, there is a God who is not knowable, who is unknown. He's like the hidden God, the God of mystery. Behind all the gods, there's one secret God that nobody knows his name. It's a lost name, a lost word. The Masons still preach that to this day. Become a Mason and we can teach you the secret name of God, the ineffable, mysterious God that no one knows. We'll teach you his name. Hey, get lost, Freemasons. I already know his name. And Paul did too. And he said, whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. You don't even know who you're worshiping when you come in this temple, the unknown God, but I'm going to tell you what his name is. I'm going to tell you who he is, what he did for you, what he can do for you. And why you better believe in him and him only. I'm sort of paraphrasing what Paul taught him. I mean, I wasn't there, but I think I know from reading where else Paul said that the gospel of Jesus Christ was the only thing that meant anything to him. So I think I'm speaking the truth. Then he said this in verse 24. He says, God, that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. You're not going to find God in this temple, he said. And you're not going to find him in any of your temples. And you know, I highly suspect that when Paul visited Jerusalem, and when he met with the James, the brother of Jesus, and Andrew, and Peter, and all of them, I suspect he gave the same kind of sermon. He said, see this temple? The temple of Herod there in Jerusalem? God, who is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with human hands. He's not there. Herod wasted all that money. God's not going to live there.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.